So maybe practicing together with this light theme of stabilizing or steadying, finding a sense of resilience, resource, stability in the swirl of change, in the midst of everything that we can't control, that we can't perhaps even embrace or metabolize or tolerate. It's like, how do we steady ourselves? How do we rest in the midst of the storms of life? And practice offers us many, many avenues for stability. So we'll play with another avenue today. So gifting yourself a soft landing into this moment, beginning to simplify. The simplification might begin with orienting in some steadying way to the space that you're in. Maybe taking in the visual field briefly, if you wish. Shapes, colors. Maybe there's something beautiful in your space. And can you let your gaze rest upon beauty and to drink in the nourishment the same way that you might pause for a long, slow drink of water? Sometimes in this world right now, where it's so easy to focus on what's not working, what's not right, we forget that there are these moments, these precious gems of peace and presence and beauty all around us. But to really benefit from the life that's here in these moments of beauty, we actually have to slow down to connect, to be in relationship with what's here. So when you've drunk your fill of the visual field, you might choose to soften the gaze or to close the eyes, allowing another layer of simplification, releasing the pull of the visual world and perhaps resting into the soundscape, taking a few moments to rest your awareness in the ears, and to receive the richness of sounds arising and passing. Creating a quality of receptivity and welcome for sounds that might be experienced as pleasant. Is unpleasant. And is neutral. Seeing if there can be a settling or relaxing into the body when there's no struggle with what the ears are hearing. We allow sounds to simply be part of the flow of experience. Part of what allows us to know the gift, the beauty of hearing. This magnificent pathway for knowing our world with such intimacy. Allowing yourself to drink in any of the nourishment that might be available for you. Through this sense gate of hearing. When you've drunk your fill of the nourishment of hearing, you might simplify even further, drawing your awareness into a felt sense of the body resting here. feeling the touch points between body and chair, or body and cushion. Feeling the points of contact where the body rests upon the earth. Receiving the nourishment of touch. This capacity to be in relationship with our environment, with our very planet, through tactile contact. Drinking in the nourishment of being met and held. By the supportive and stabilizing embrace of gravity. Resting and rooting into this moment. Anchor for this practice might be one of these touch points, felt sense of the body, the relative stillness and steadiness, that you return to again and again. Or it might be the fluidity of the breath. Simple, steady, familiar movement of the waves of the breath. So choosing whichever anchor feels like the most supportive and welcoming home base in your practice today. And coming back to this foundation again and again, during the remaining period of companionable silence that we'll share, savoring your relationship with life, your relationship with the moment that's supported through your relationship with your chosen anchor. as we come to the final few minutes of our practice together today, notice what you're in relationship with in this moment. Your anchor of breath or body. A felt sense of the world that's supporting you. The soundscape, that brings you the vibration of life around you. Feeling into any quality of having been nourished by this practice of pausing, slowing down, settling into connection. Into relationship with the moment. And considering how you might be able to carry this forward into your day. Into your week, a slowing down, a relating with life and those around you in a way that there can be an exchange of mutual nourishment. A world that enlivens, supports, and stabilizes all beings. So that all beings may know a greater measure of peace, ease, and freedom. So I thought I would just reflect briefly on the practice of stabilizing through the sense gates. I know we've spoken of the sense gates many times in our years together. And we can work with the sense gates in different ways. And one of the qualities is this capacity for steadying, which is sort of an interesting paradox, because often what each of the sense gates opens us to is witnessing the flow of change. So it is a gateway into knowing impermanence. You know, we watch change in the visual field when a flock of geese flies by and they're there and then they're gone. Or we hear, you know, the sound may or may not have translated through the microphone of EcoCycle collecting the recycling outside at the street and hearing the dumping of that. And that sound came and it went. And, you know, sensations are always sort of flashing through the body, coming and going. So there is this way that the sense gates open us to movement, and there is this quality of stability in opening to the sense gates, because it brings us into the moment. It brings us into deep relationship with the here and now. You know, to really be in relationship requires a slowing down, a noticing, an attending to, and a caring about, you know. And there's a way that it's a bit of a chicken and an egg circling, because a quality of care often slows us down and opens us to the moment. And then when we slow down and we open to the moment, care often naturally blooms, because we attend. You know, I have a bouquet of flowers sitting next to me, and in the pause on something beautiful in the room, it was so sweet to look at the flowers, but then to look at actually just one flower. I found myself drawn to just one flower and the variations of color on just two or three petals. And it was this intimacy that, you know, they've been sitting there all day, and it was only in the slowing down and the really seeing that that was revealed, because there was a relating to the moment. So the sense gates are often steadying because there's a quieting of the mind. It's like we gift ourselves a landing place. And it's like that snow globe, you know, that is shaken up, and the mind is often that flurry of glitter, right? Bright, shiny thoughts, stories, memories, imaginings. And the senses gift our attention a place to rest. It's like setting that snow globe down on the table. And we don't have to do anything to quiet the flakes of glitter. They just naturally start to thin, right? So when we focus or land in one of the senses on a particular focal point of beauty, or on a sound, even a sound we're not really enchanted with, like the buzz of the computer, it's often serving that function of allowing the mind to simplify and settle, and there's a steadying, and there's actually a restfulness and a replenishment that can happen just from the settling. You know, that in the body, I'm always astounded when I remember this and, you know, reread it, that the brain is the most energy-consuming organ in the body in terms of the amount of glucose that it burns through. So all of that proliferation of thoughts is really taxing, not just energetically and emotionally, but even physically. So there is a resting, a deep resting that can happen when we settle. And there can be a nourishment through the gateway also of what's received. So receiving a moment of beauty through the eyes or the ears or the softness of the blanket on your lap or wrapped around your body, that can offer us a moment of peace or comfort or connection. And it's not that those moments of peace or comfort or connection are the end of the road. You know, we're not seeking them or getting really attached to them in and of themselves. But the quality of full presence with any experience is a real gift of nourishment. And when we cultivate that as a practice and we drink in this moment, knowing that these flowers are going to fade and by next week they will not be the same thing of beauty right now. So I'm not focusing on this nourishment because this is going to sustain my ultimate happiness. But the being in life, in the stream of life, is deeply, deeply nourishing. So I might just close this short period of reflection with a poem, and then we can engage in some sharing. So this is a Mary Oliver poem. Haven't read one of hers for a while. And it's entitled, When I Am Among the Trees. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches, and they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. So these trees that are all around us can be such teachers of rootedness and illumination, you know, that when we root in and we stay a while, we too are filled with light that can nourish us and in turn nourish the world.